The very famous tour that says in Source 1, Shamaladim Nitkenu Kenegra Avos, that the three major festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, correspond to the three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And it continues, Pesach Kenegra Avraham, Dichtiv, Lushi, Vasi, Ugot, Upesach Hayah. Pesach Kenegra Avravinu, because it says that Avravinu told Sarimenu, go and make cakes, and it was Pesach to make matzos. Shavuos is connected Yitzchak, and Sukkos is connected Yaakov. So on this day, Nei Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Weintraub, Zatzal, asked the following question. Tzorech Bir, Lama Chag HaPesach Makbir L'midat HaChesed Shal Ravino? What's the quality of Av Ravino? It was obviously Chesed. Why would we think, he asked, that Chesed is corresponds to Av Ravino? Harei L'chora B'Pesach Chel Huzman Chelus Avoda Ha'avdos L'kut Shabrichu. Pesach is the time of Avdos. Pesach is the time, Halu Avde Hashem, that we became the servants of Hashem and not the servants of Pharaoh. And the whole point of the Yetziyah Mitzrayim is to have Duna Telukim, to serve Hashem. So Pesach isn't a time of chesed and atava, of goodness and kindness. Pesach is a time of hard work, right? Some of us may feel it right now, the hard work, right? So how would we understand that Pesach corresponds to Avraham Avinu? That's our overall question. What is the connection between Avraham Avinu and Pesach that the Torah, according his brother, says that Pesach is connected to Avraham Avinu? The secondary question, which is part of the original question, is from where do we learn that Pesach is connected to Avraham Avinu? What's the supporting text? It's Lushi Vasu Ugot, is the idea of matzah. That somehow the matzah is the core in understanding the connection between Avraham Avinu and Pesach. We need to understand what this connection is about. What is matzah all about? Why is matzah so fundamental to the character trait of Avraham Avinu, however we may understand it? So, Birtz Hashem, what I'd like to do today is to take a look at a piece, a small piece from Rav Huttner Zatzal and Pachad Yitzchak. This is Mamshe Gevaldik piece. And to use that as a paradigm of two levels to understand the connection between Avraham Avinu and Pesach. And within each level, we'll have a sub-level. And within all of these levels, we'll connect it to the idea of what matzah is all about. And aside from walking away with some overview of what the theme of Pesach is about, next week in Mirtz Hashem, we'll look at something specific in the Haggadah. This week is more of an overview of Pesach. We'll also come away with very specifically a mindset to have, very beautiful mindsets to have when eating matzah on a very, very practical level. So let's begin source number 2, Rav Huttner. And he says that Lushi Vasui Goat Hainu Matzah, Mishum Dahach Uvda the Lushi Vasui Goat, he breed Hachesed Shal Avraham Avinu. What's the whole idea of making matzahs? It's not just technical. Well, she made matzahs and Pesach is matzah. No. We learn this specifically from this pasuk, because this pasuk is an encapsulation and a reflection of the Brit HaChesed, what Avraham Avinu represented, the food, right? Food was the quintessential aspect of what Avraham Avinu did. He fed people, he fed wayfarers. So therefore, Lushi Vesu Goat, the matzah represents the Brit HaChesed, represents a covenant of kindness that Avraham Avinu excelled in. And he says that this Brit HaChesed is connected, and this story of Lushi Vesu Goat is right after Avraham Avinu, who's still on the third day of the Bris Hamilah. And so really, Avraham Avinu represents two aspects. He represents the Bris of HaChesed and the Bris Hamilah that was done right beforehand. And we know that in Pesach, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Damaya Chayi, that Klai Yisrael had to do a Bris Hamilah before they were able to eat of the Korban Pesach. And therefore he says, and this is mamish beautiful in the bracket, Ukeshanu Motzim B'inyan Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we find in Yitzhak Mitzrayim Zechiros Rito Shel Avraham Avinu, the remembering of the breed of Avraham Avinu. There are really two aspects of the breed, of the covenant of Avraham Avinu. There's Habrid HaChatuma B'Basar. There is one covenant which is inscribed in the flesh, which is Bris Milah. V'Habrid HaChatuma B'Lev. And the breed, the covenant that's inscribed in the heart, which is the breed of Chesed, the covenant of kindness. And both of these are connected to the night of Pesach. The breed HaChatuma B'Basar, Korban Pesach, the needed the Bris Mila and the Bris HaChesed, the Matzah, the Hechnasat Orchim of the Seder. My friends, these two aspects of Amar Avinu, the Bris HaChesed and the Bris Mila, the Bris that's Chatumah B'Basar and the Bris that's Chatumah B'Lev, I believe, can form for us the paradigm of understanding the connection between Amar Avinu and Pesach and the message for us. Let's start with the Bris HaChesed, the one that's Chatumah B'Lev, that's inscribed in the heart. The Sifti Chaim brings down, this is in source number 3, that Avraham Avinu was the Shorash, Rosh V'Shorash Am HaNivchar. He was the head, the one who started Klal Yisrael. As it says, Habitu Atzur Chasavtem, see the where you've come from. And we know that Yitzhak Mitzrayim was the beginning of Klal Yisrael, right? The formation as a nation. So that, in one respect, is a connection. And then he goes on and he says, we know the Midah of Avraham Avinu is a Midah of Chesed, Titeh Chesed L'Avraham. And he says it's brought down in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that Chag HaPesach is connected to the Midah of Chesed of Hashem Yitzbarach. Va'af HaShla HaKadosh, the Shla HaKadosh writes that Chag HaPesach hu Amud HaChesed. The Shla HaKadosh notes that Pesach is referred to as the Amud HaChesed, the cornerstone of love, the cornerstone of giving. So Baruch Chaim explains that the moment, and this is sources 4 and 5, the moment that a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down, Pasach Abatei Yisrael, that he skips over the houses of the Jews. That skipping over the houses of the Jews wasn't just a technical skipping over the houses, but rather, Asher Pasach Abatei B'nei Yisrael, Shayaposeach V'rokei B'simcha Mavatot L'Yisrael. He would skip over a house out of love. Here lives a Jew, here lives a Jew. We know, in fact, the Targum translates Pesach as chasad, that have mercy. When Hashem skipped over our houses, it wasn't just a technical skipping, it was one out of love, one out of devotion, one out of caring, one out of that feeling of, that were referred to as yelad chashuim, this feeling of love, this feeling of taking care of. And that is the love that we find on the holiday of Pesach. This is the aspect of what Pesach, the name Pesach, is all about. It's about that mercy, that skipping over, that intense love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us. The midah, obviously, of chesed, of Avraham Avinu. The Tosha Rebbe Zatzal in Avodah Avodah echoes this in the Pasuk in Source 6 of Lel Shimarim Hu LaShem Lo Tziyam Meretz Yisrayim Hu Alayla Azel LaShem Shimarim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'Doratam. This is a night of watching for all generations. And the Tosha Rebbe explains the following. He says, when you come to the time of Elul, so we know the Pasuk that is connected to Elul, Zadni L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, I am to my beloved is to me. There we need to take the initiative. Ani l'doti, the srusa, the awakening has to come from below, and then v'doti li, the awakening is then met with the awakening from above. However, on Chodesh Nisan, what is the pasuk? The pasuk is doti li v'ani lo. Hashem is to me, and I am to him. As Rashi points out, this pasuk is a reference to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And you see, Mitzrayim, source 7, B'nai Yisrael were not worthy of redemption. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them, B'Shrusa D'Leila, from an awakening of above. Likewise, in every year, Mitarera B'china Zu, there is an awakening in this aspect, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to B'nai Yisrael with this awakening of above, ready to redeem us. This is the Lel Shimarim. It wasn't only a night of watching then. This is a continuous night of watching that Hashem is waiting for this night. That Hashem can overlook and overcome all the regular protocols. And is able not to wait for us to take the initiative, but to come to us. Even when we're not worthy of this. And that's why the name of the holiday is Pesach, Shui Inyan Kvitz of a Dilug, which is about jumping over. It's about skipping over. That Hashem Kivyachol skips over the normal ways of things in this world and comes to us. And what does he come to us to do? That it's Lel Shimarim in the future. That Hashem is Mamtim al Lel Shimarim Shal Kol Shana V'Shana. Hashem waits for Seder night, each and every year. Like, you know, little kids are waiting, when is Seder? When is Seder? Kivyachol. Hashem is also waiting for Seder. Maybe adults are waiting too. Lo tzienu b'chol shanam emetzar yam shalanu. To extricate us from our mitzrayim, from our narrowness. L'go'aleinu b'shrus o'delela. To redeem us from above, mikol tsar, tsaro v'tsuka, shanu nusim b'hem. With all the challenges, troubles, and difficulties we're found in, that are called mitzrayim. Those are the constraints in our lives. And that's the point of this night. The point of this night wasn't only that. The whole time of Pesach is a time of chesed. It's a time of love. It's a time where Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol comes and waits, where he can shower us with love, with being able to help us through our difficulties, help us through our problems, and the initiative comes from above and not from below. This level of Kadosh Baruch Hu's concern for us, Kadosh Baruch Hu's investment in us, is really reflected in the beauty of what the matzah is all about. The Sefer Ben Melech, Reb Leib Mintzberg Zatzal, speaks about the whole idea of matzah. He says something very, very fascinating on a conceptual historical level. He says, if you think about it, the whole story of coming down to Egypt happened through bread. Klai Yisrael didn't have L'chushuver Lano Ochel, didn't have bread. Yaakov Avinu says, go down to Egypt. And that was the whole story of the brothers and Yosef. And ultimately, Yosef HaTzadik says, there's a famine in Canaan, come down and I'll support you. So the whole coming down to Egypt was in order for Klai Yisrael to be supported by the Egyptians in a time of famine. What does it mean to be supported by the Egyptians, to be supported by Paro? I mean, this is who you are indebted to. This is who's supporting you. This is who's taking care of you. And indeed, that is the whole idea of being in Mitzrayim. We were under Paro's jurisdiction, not only technically, but he was the one providing us our food. He was the one providing for us. And that's the whole idea, that we were enslaved, so to speak, to Paro. Which means that Hadavar Hishemata, now, with the redemption, what is the real aspect of what it means to be redeemed? That now, Paro's no longer taking care of us. Paro's no longer providing us of our needs. The end of 9, Shemata Kadosh Baruch Hu Mefarnes, V'noten Lanu Lechem U'Mazo Bashkacha Miyuchedet. Now Hashem is providing us with special divine protection. And this is what we say in the Hallel, B'ra'av Zantanu B'Sava Kelkotanu, that Hashem provided us with the bread. He's the one who's providing for us. And that is why, when we become the Am Hashem, one of the manifestations of becoming the nation of Hashem is that Hashem is now Hanotein Lechem L'chol Basar Kilum Chasto. Hashem has that Hashkocha Prati, that He is taking care of our needs. And hence we understand in 11, why the Seder night we are memorializing and really stating this transition. What does it mean that we went from being the servants of Paro to being the servants of Hashem? It means many things. But one of the things that it means is now Hashem is taking care of us. When we sit down and eat the matzah and have the Korban Pesach, what we're basically saying is we are now being supported by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This original meal, L'tzayen et ha-suda rishona asher ba naseinu l'am Hashem, v'itchanu l'chol shulchanam. We're really celebrating that transition. Well, now we're sitting at Hashem's table. Hashem is the one who's providing for us. And this is the idea of eating the matzah. We eat that very same first food that Klai Yisrael ate then. It's not just eating the matzah. It's symbolic of what that matzah represents. It represents Chayus Olam. Mashat Naseinu 14, Me'as Ruchim al Shulchan Hashem, that now we are being supported by Hashem. Rabbi, if we take this one step deeper, and this is one of the ideas I really want us to put into our pockets to take home with us for Pesach. Source 13. Notes Rav Kluger in a brand new Sefer, just came out Purim, a few days ago, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. He says, in the matzahs that Klai Yisrael took with them from Egypt, you could taste the man. Because after all, they went after Kadosh Baruch Hu blindly. And Hashem took care of them. And that aspect of Hashem taking care of them, kigmul aleimo, is really what the man was about. The matzahs already tasted like the man. And he says, let's take a look, let's learn together in 13. This is something that we can mamish taste on the night of the Seder. We feel. Halach va'anya di'achlo v'asana. This is the bread that our forefathers ate. This is the lechem onig. The same bread that they ate, b'achilos ha'matzah, we feel the same taste that they felt. Halach va'anya. This is that same bread. This is the same experience. And it's the experience that we're not living on the physical, technical bread. We're living on what the bread represents. That we're now being taken care of by Hashem. This is the key line, my friends. We're not only feeling the taste of the food. We feel the one who's providing us this food. That Hashem in giving us this food is coming with a tremendous amount of love. Zehashman, when we eat matzah, lachush, to feel how Hashem takes care of us, how Hashem provides for us. And we should imagine, just like a little baby nurses from its mother and feels so comfortable and content and knows that its mother is taking care of all of its needs. That's how we should feel in eating the matzah, knowing that we are kivyachol in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem is taking care of everything that we have. That we are totally in His hands, and that's what it means to come into Pesach with an appetite. It's not right, you're not supposed to eat a big meal or a Pesach, that you should have an appetite for matzah. It's not just a physical appetite. It's a spiritual appetite to feel that Hashem loves us, He's taking care of us, and He fills us. The matzah shouldn't only fill the body, gama ha-neshama mitanenek. Also the soul feels this. And that's why, and I've said this many times, it drives me absolutely batty when you have people sitting at your Seder who will eat the matzah and then make comments like, oh, this matzah tastes like cardboard, or the matzah last year was so much better, or it's crispy, or I don't care how they describe the matzah. We're both saying matzah isn't just a physical taste of matzah. Matzah is a spiritual experience that is unsurpassed the entire year. It's an experience of feeling taken care of by Hashem. It's not about the physical taste. It's about the notain. It's about the one who gave us the matzah and who is infusing in this matzah that feeling of connection, that feeling of love, that when I eat that matzah, I close my eyes and I feel that whatever I'm going through in life, Hashem is there to love me, to take care of me, and He's holding me through everything. This is what the matzah is about. This is what the experience is about. And this is what Leila Seder is about. It's about opening ourselves up to feeling this love of Hashem, this chesed of Avraham Avinu. And I think it's not by accident, as Rav Schlesinger points out in 13b, that we begin off the Seder with this halach ma'anya, with this invitation of kol dichtvin yeseh v'yecho. When we feel this love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to us, we want to share this chesed with others. We don't want to just keep Avraham Avinu's model of the chesed to ourselves. We say, whoever would like to come and to join us. And we know tzion b'mishpat yipadeh v'shaveh b'tzdaka, magen Avraham, that in the schus of Avraham Avinu's chesed, in the schus of the mitzvah of chesed, we're going to be redeemed in the future. That's why at the end of halach manya we say, hashasa hachal shanaba. B'nei Chorim, now we're here, the next year we'll be free, the next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. Because the schus of chesed, the schus of feeling Hashem's chesed and then want to share that chesed, is going to be the schus that's ultimately going to bring the redemption. Let's take this idea of chesed, of love, one step further. One step deeper. Sifte Chaim points out, where he says, midat ha-chesed u-midat ha-av ha-kshurim zeh ba-zeh v'novim zeh mi-zeh. The idea of chesed, of kindness, and ava, love, are really interlinked. Both ben adam l'chaveru, which means man and God, and ben adam l'chaveru, which means man and fellow man. Dahayna, which means, kashir anu makirim bechaste Hashem hamurubim imanu. When we feel all the great kindnesses Hashem does for us, and we recognize this, and we're molding it of ourselves, and we give thanks, then mitchazeket b'libeinu ha'ava elavit barach. Then strengthened within us is our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is then propels us to want to serve Hashem with this tremendous amount of love. And this is really the idea of Avraham Avinu. What was the greatness of Avraham Avinu? That he not only loved Hashem, but he Avehu al kol abrios gavam vicha. That we the hafta Hashem lokecha. What does it mean to love Hashem? We should make others love Hashem as well. Lekav ravinu, and we see this in 16. When people would come and say, "Thank you so much, Avraham Avinu, for this beautiful food," he says, "Don't thank me. Thank the one from whom it has come from. Be able to appreciate all the goodness Hashem has done for us." And that is the goal of the Seder night. Hotzad eved lecherus ma'oreret be'eved ava b'ligvul klapei go'alo. The point of the night is chesed nurayich, avat lulotayich, is to feel this kindness which then leads to a feeling of love and appreciation to Hashem for all that He's done. So yes, we have the Yisrusa Delayla, the awakening from above, that Hashem has given us all of this chesed, all this kindness, the theme of Avraham Avinu's life, but it's not just that we're passive in receiving this kindness, we then take this kindness and then reciprocate with a tremendous amount of love back, which was the model of Avraham Avinu of making other people feel this love to Hashem for all the kindness that was given. And that's what Rav Gamliel speaks about in source number 17. Generally, psychologically, we love those who do good for us. And that's why, he says, it's almost a wonder why if we love those who do good for us, then it's really a wonder why it's so difficult for us to love Hashem. He says, perhaps it's because we don't have enough of recognition and understanding that Hashem does good for us. We so often, thank the shlichim, the messengers of all those that do good for us. We forget to thank Hashem for those who do good for us. This is one of the challenges that we have. And I've seen this myself, that Hodil Hashem, I feel like I have so many amazing people in my life who are just out there to do a tremendous amount of chesed. And every time I hear somebody does a chesed to me or to a family member, not only do I thank them, I turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I say, thank you so much, or I try to at least, thank you so much, Hashem, for putting this person into our lives to be able to help us. Because we can't just get lost. Obviously, we have to thank the sender, but the messenger, but we can't get lost that Kadosh Baruch Hu has put this person exactly when I needed them, where I needed them, because I know, I feel like Hashem is taking care of me. That's what breeds the Ava. This is something we have to train our children in as well. Not only to say thank you to whoever has given them, these kindnesses, Rav Maaseiach speaks about this in his book, with hearts full of love, we have to thank and teach the children to thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu who has given this to us. The example that Rav Gamliel gives is, imagine a male person, if we still have male, I don't know how long we can use this example, how long this tape will be, recording will still be used, and then we'll say, male person, who is male? I just had this week, a woman came over to me and said, I heard a shir of yours on Kol HaLashon from 21 years ago. Like, oh my gosh, I have to be careful what I say if it's lasting 21 years. The Torah is forever. So a male person, if you remember what those things are, comes to your door with a package, and in the package is a check for a lot of money. So you open it up, and then you start running after the person who brought you the package. Wait, I want to say thank you so much for bringing me this. Hello. What you need to do, obviously, thank them, but to call up the person who gave you the money. Don't forget where it originates from. And likewise, with us, this is part of our problem. Every day, we get very focused in on the narrowness, and we forget to see of the chastei Hashem imo b'chol rega, of all the kindnesses that Hashem has done for us. And this is what the Ramban speaks about, that to realize ein bam teva minagosh shel olam, that everything that happens to us is a miracle. Everything comes from Hashem. And tafkidenu, our job, hi legalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol davar, to be able to reveal Hashem in every single thing. V'lizkor shebechol rega shel emunah v'gilui elokut yitbarach anu mekayimim mitzvah. And every moment that I recognize that this is coming from Hashem, I'm mekayim the mitzvah emunah. So now, my friends, on this level, we can appreciate the goal of Seder. We'll talk more about this, Mirat Hashem, next week in 19. The Tami Beit Avadim, Shayu omdim b'mitzrayim b'vein avadim. Anochi Hashem lokecha. The first divra is Hashem took. Hashem took you out of Egypt from the house of slavery. Why do we mention this? To remember that we owe Akar Satov. We owe gratitude to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Harei yishiv so kol mitzvos kulam yitzei mitzrayim yitzo yitzei mitzrayim Akar Satov Hakadosh Baruch Hu shiltzianu. The whole Torah is predicated on saying thank you Hashem for taking us out of the house of slavery. This is the number one. So it's not just feeling Hashem's love, it's being able to reciprocate that love and being able to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is most of what the Seder is about. Lufiha chanachnu chayavim lahotos, we have to give thanks. Halu avdei Hashem, lolanu, and the halal hagadol on the Seder night. So if we were just to encapsulate and summarize the first level, we'll find that Pesach is connected to Avraham Avinu. What's the idea of Pesach being Avraham Avinu? So again, Rav Huttner, that there are two covenants. There's a covenant of the heart, the covenant of the body. Covenant of the heart is a covenant of Chesed. That Avraham Avinu is a paradigm of Chesed. Pesach, Shlach Kadosh, Yisod of Pesach, is a holiday of Chesed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu came down in a very beautiful way, skipping over our houses with love, where you feel this love. I love you, I'm taking care of you, I'm watching over you. This is the Lel Shimurim that we have every night of Pesach Seder, that we could be able to appreciate that Hashem comes down with His entourage from above and wants to redeem us and wants to take us out of our difficult situations. Our response has to be, thank you, Hashem. Our response has to be Hakar Satov. Our response has to be that I feel this love and that I show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you just go through the Seder without saying thank you, you've missed the boat. And on this level, the Lushi Vasu, go matzahs, are the indication of this love that we should mamash imagine, like a little baby nursing from its mother, that feeling of love, that feeling of connection, even if we don't remember it as babies, which I'm sure most of us don't. If you've ever had the schus to nurse a child, then you know what that feeling of tranquility that baby feels in your arms. That's that feeling we need to transfer over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that whatever is happening, He is taking care of us. That's level one. Level number two, back to Yisrael. And he says, in source 20, there's an interesting Tosfos that points out that how come in the beginning of Shemona Esrei we don't mention the word Melech, right? We say Hashem is the Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but we don't mention that Hashem is Melech HaOlam, that He's King of the world. And the Tosfos says, when one says Elokei Avraham, the God of Avraham, Vahinu Malchus, that is a function of Malchus, because Avraham Avinu was the one who called Hashem Adon, my master. And that is the aspect of Avraham Avinu, that he felt that Hashem was his master. And this helps us to explain what the real aspect of the chesed of Avraham Avinu was about. After Avraham Avinu would feed the guest, and they would say, thank you. He said, don't thank me, thank the one who where it's come from, which we've seen so far. This adds a different dimension. And he says, Ha'ala fasir chesed b'machal mishkevatina. Yes, he did this aspect of chesed. V'ha'bet limur ha'muna b'Hashem yitbarach. So it's taking a step deeper than just thanking Hashem and being full of recognition. Here it's being able to recognize that when you thank Hashem, you're coming to a deeper level of recognition and understanding of who Hashem is. Ela adraba ikar ha'tava shelo. And this is the key line here. The real chesed of Avraham Avinu wasn't feeding them the food. You know what the real chesed was? Introducing them to monotheism. Hayta be'etzem ha'shelimeded or ha'muna b'Hashem yisparach v'echnisam tachek ha'veh shirina. The real chesed that Avraham Avinu did is introducing them to Amunah. And that's when we say that Avraham Avinu is the Amura Chesed, and that Pesach is Amura Chesed. On level number two, the Amura Chesed, the aspect of kindness, isn't the way we understand it on the first level of feeding them the food. It's a deeper level, that the ultimate Chesed you can do for a person, the ultimate kindness, is to introduce them what it means to serve Hashem. And we know, this is a little bit deep in 21, in the Bracha of Yotzer Or, we say, Tov Yatzar Kavod Lishmo. Goodness He formed to give glory to his name. And the Gra explained that the greatest hatava, the greatest goodness that Hashem did, is giving us the ability to honor him. Because after all, who are we to be able to even say a bracha to Hashem, to be able to bring up any aspect of honor? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a novelty. Chidesh chidush atzum. Shekivyachol Hashem chasar b'chod shamayim. It's as if, obviously not, that he's missing kvod shamayim. And when we give kavod l'shmo in the mitzvahs we do, in the Limud Torah, in entering Amen Yeshmei Rabbah, all of this brings kvod shamayim into this world, and that way we become closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu and bring nachat ruach. That is the ultimate. And that is why in 22, that Avraham Avinu, who... these are the chronicles of the heaven and earth when it was created. Bibaram is the same letters as Avraham, that the whole aspect of the world is really predicated on an Avraham Avinu that's about bringing Kvod Shamayim, bringing glory of God into this world. That's why he says that Avraham Avinu was the one who was given the mitzvah bris milah. Because the mitzvah bris milah is a chotem, is a stamp of complete subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, total avdus to Hashem. And that is why, when we're talking about the brit of the heart, it's chesed, the brit of the body, the bris milah, is what Avraham Avinu represented, where a person is totally given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able, hasin shel chesed shloit bateh, in the fact, v'chnisam tachet kanfei shechinah. So now I can appreciate why the holiday of Pesach is connected to Avraham Avinu, and our original question, well, isn't Avraham Avinu chesed, and the whole idea of Pesach is avdos? So we see here, haynu hach, it's one and the same, that the ultimate chesed is to bring somebody under tachet kanfei shechinah. The ultimate goal of Seder night is to be able to emphasize and inculcate and ingrain in us, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, that we should praise that we are the Avdei Hashem. We went from Avdei Paro, the servants of Paro, that now we're Avdei Hashem, that we end off the Seder night. It was almost like a test. Echad mi yodea, do you know who knows one? Echad, right, is Hashem who is the, found in the heavens and the earth. B'shamayim uva'aretz. That's the reality of Seder night. The koach of Seder night is to inculcate emunah in us. Rav Mandelbaum, a new Haggadah, Halayla, says, source 23 for us, it's a new Haggadah. Hatam pashul mitzvah zu shel sipur yitzhiyah mitzrayim belol tava b'nisan hu. The simple reason of this mitzvah, of sipur yitzhiyah mitzrayim, is lahagdil, to be able to speak about the lahashrisha temunah b'Hashem yitbarach, and to emphasize Emuna in Hashem. And he quotes the Chinuch in Source 24, where he says, Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu, the root of the mitzvah of the night of Seder, Ki Yusod Gadol V'Amud Chazak B'Torateinu B'Emunateinu, this is a fundamental aspect of our faith, Shehu Lanu Ot U'Mofeit Gamur B'Chidosh Olam. We see clearly that Hashem is in control of the world, He creates the world, that we have someone who's Poel Kol Metziut Hu, he's in charge of everything, will be Gadol L'Shnotam, he can change things as he wishes. And you see that throughout the Egyptian story, he's able to change the Tava, Hashem is omnipotent, omnipresent, etc. It's interesting that the Malbim points out in 25, that we have two types of mitzvos in the Torah. We have what we call Edios, which are testimonies, and we have Pekudim, which are commands. And the Malbim distinguishes both by saying that Edios are things, they testify Hashem created the world and everything in it. However, the idea of Pekudim are Mufgadim Hadvarim Shemorim Alehem, that are things that you can point to. They are things that you can actually access. And that is why on Pesach night we have both Edios and Pekudim. We have the story, and we have the experiential aspect as well, to imagine that we went through Egypt, the eating, the matzah, and the maror. And it's important that you have both aspects. We have Rabbi Bernstein's Haggadah in 28, that this is what it means. You should imagine yourself as if you left Egypt. This is not as difficult as it sounds. Our imaginations are very creative, as evidenced by how vividly we can dream in our sleep, and how vividly we can daydream when we are awake. Our ingenious minds can create three-dimensional scenes in rich color, and we can see ourselves fully participating in these scenes. Being familiar with the story of the Exodus, one should meditate and create the various scenes in one's mind. One should see oneself in the straw pits, clearing the straw, mixing it with mud, baking it into bricks in the tropical sun. One should hear the scolding of the Egyptian taskmaster. One should then visualize the various plagues and the panic of the Egyptians. Then one should see oneself as part of the throng leaving Egypt, following Moshe into the barren desert. Finally, one should be standing at the edge of the Red Sea and hear the thunder of Pharaoh's chariots approaching. Exercising one's imagination is ways mandatory. The sweet taste of liberty cannot be appreciated as long as oppression is only an abstraction. The acceptance of the omnipotence of God is incomplete unless one has seen the many miracles with his own eyes. And the Seder ritual facilitates its experience. We eat the matzah, the bread with the slaves were given to satiate their hunger. We taste the bitterness of the maror. We explain in great detail every step of the Exodus. And he brings here, and this is such a fascinating insight for anyone involved in education, which is basically each and every one of us, where he says, in the end of 26, Be'er Adavar Shadam Merkav Misechav Nefesh. We are formed of two aspects, our intellect and our soul. Svat HaSechel Hu Higayon. The language of our mind is our logic. That's why, how do we talk to the sechel? We talk it logically. We talk. We tell stories. Lumadzot, however, on the other hand, svat ha-nefesh, hichush ha-dimayon. But the language of the soul is the language of imagination. Ha-nefesh mi-pe'elet rak mi-mashen itbash b'chush v'niglel einayim. It is affected by what it can see, what it can touch, what it can taste. L'fizeh emunah asher b'nuya rak al hesberim sichliim. That's why if you're only going to have the intellectual, and now saroshim al nefesh, a nefesh v'atidah le'alem l'gamrei, it's not going to make an impression. It's going to disappear. You need to have both. And that is the goal of Seder night. The goal of Seder night is to be able to access both aspects. So when we eat the matzah, to mamish feel like this was the matzah they ate. To feel like, what is it like to not knowing where we're going, but knowing we're in Hashem's hands. Be able to put ourselves into that position. To eat the maror and to feel, what does the bitterness feel like? To tell the story and to really experience it. I know at our Seder, what we try to do, just as a thought, I'm sure everyone here has great ideas. We take a lot of little plastic animals, you know, like you get in those zoo sets of, you know, different animals. And we spread them out on the table. It's part of the decor of the table. And then when we come to the Eser Makos, we stop by Arov. And we do what we call a guided imagery, where people close their eyes. They hold one of those animals in their hand. And, you know, feel the animal and like that rhinoceros, or that elephant, or that whatever lion, it's getting bigger and bigger, and it just can't even fit in your hand anymore, and going through the whole experience of what is it like. It's banging down the houses of the Egyptians, it's coming in, it's attacking, it's very, very intense. And, you know, depending on the age of your kids, when my kids were little, I would have somebody, I have students, Baruch Hashem, at my Seder. I would have a student I would appoint beforehand who would have a mask of one of these animals under, you know, on their lap. And, you know, they would come attack my little kids, you know, out of nowhere. You know, okay, you have to know your kids and you have to know your clientele. But again, it's to try to be able to create that experience as you can. And again, for Kriyas Yam Suf, we take blue sheets. We hang two blue sheets. We hang on them, you know, with before Yontif with safety pins, baggies full of toffees and candy, and we hold up each side, and the girls go through, and they take out, you know, the candy like Kriyas Yam Suf. They had the food coming out of the walls that you feel like, you know, you're experiencing it. It becomes part of you. Whatever you do at your Seder to make this just going through the rope, but actually experiencing and feeling it. And that's why, continuing in 29, the Malbim speaks about there's a difference, the Malbim is very into linguistics, between the word Haggadah and Sipur. Sipur is telling over an event that happened to somebody else. Haggadah is davar chadash hanogei l'chaveiro. It's a magid arakia shemodiyah b'chol leit maise yidei Hashem hamitchadesh b'briya. That Haggadah is something that you feel. It's something that's personal. Shemaged tzarich lachush ki'ilu shirat ha'davar b'chush, something that you experience. That's the goal of the night of Seder. That's why we call it Haggadah. It has to be a personal experience. Now recognize with all of this personal experience, 31, recognize that all of the night of Egypt is bavur, that we should be able to bring ourselves to Amunah. And as he points out in 32, we'll do the English in 33, Ravulbi. Because of this, Pesach Matzah Maror, Hashem acted on my behalf when I went out from Egypt. Rashi explains that we were redeemed in order to perform his mitzvahs. Rabbi Yerucham would say that people think that they must make a bracha because they want to eat. However, the opposite is true. The reason we were created with the need to eat is that we should have the opportunity to recite a bracha. Likewise, we do not perform these mitzvahs because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Rather, the purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim was to give us the opportunity to perform these mitzvahs. The goal of the night is to get to Amunah. The goal of the night is the goal of what Matzah is about. Source 34, Rav Pinkus Tzatzal, the Matzah is called Nemne Demnusa, the bread of Amunah. The goal of the night is that I become a greater Maimon. I went through Egypt, the whole experience of these mitzvahs is in order to gain. I'm not doing these mitzvahs to remember I left Egypt. I left Egypt in order for me to reach this level of Amunah. That's why Hashem created this whole story, that I should become stronger in Amunah. That's why Avraham Avinu kept matzahs, even before there was Yetziat Mitzrayim, because the goal is the matzah. The goal is the Amunah. It would be hard for me on a regular night, you know, to sit down and eat matzah. So Hashem created this whole story, going to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Also, now it's easier for me to access why I eat matzah. But that's not the goal. The goal is the Amunah. The goal is to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, This is the Zeu Kocho Shel Chag HaPesach, the bracket 34, V'Zeu Kocham Shel HaMatzah Shnikru Nemne Demnusa, Lechem Shel Munah, L'macharat Lel HaSeder, the day after Seder. A person has to get up in the morning and say, Shetmo Bo Laila, last night, Hu Zacha L'Tzichzuch Nafsho Ede Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo Ba'atzom. Last night, I was cleansed by Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. What a Moloch could even do. The next day has to be a day that I feel redeemed. I feel like a different person. What is my job? I have to believe. L'amin v'ladat shadrim polim v'ofenza. I have to believe that I am different. I have to believe even if you don't feel a thing, that something transformational happened to me the night before. And that, he says, is why we're so limited. Because I wake up the next day, and what do I say? Oh, it was very nice. I ate matzah, karpas, maror. But you're missing it. You're missing that you've been changed. The matzah in 35 is also called the nema dasfuta, the lechem shel refua. It's healing. It's making you a different person. Our challenge is to be able to walk out of Seder night realizing, I believe. And if I believe, then nothing's stopping me. If I believe, sky's the limit. If I know Hashem loves me and Hashem's taking care of me, so then why am I so afraid? Why am I limiting myself? Go! Move! Hashem's there for you. That's the goal of Seder night. Let's take this idea a little bit deeper, and then we'll summarize the second level, Mirat Hashem. If the goal of Seder night is the Avdus, the Bris Mila, the Bris of the Guf, it's about recognizing that the whole night of Seder is to believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest gift Avraham Avinu could give them was this Emunah, that Hashem exists, and that's the greatest gift we can gain from the Seder night. The Echad Mi Yodea, Ba'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shachal Amach Amavet, to realize, Ein Od Movado. So that has to translate, that Emunah has to translate into that feeling of Avdos. And he says, this is why we were enslaved in Egypt. One of the reasons that we should be able, Ratzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu 37, Rav Elia Rotzat Tzal Sichar Eliyahu, Ratzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Latbiya Belibam, Inyan HaAvdos LaGilam BaAvdos, to get us ready to be slaves, that we would know what it's like to work hard, so we can work hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, I'll tell you, 4/5 failed this course. They weren't able to understand that the point of the servitude is then to transfer it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this helps us explain, this will be 38 through 41, we'll do outside. This helps us to explain when we find the Gemara tells us that HaSomech Geula L'Tfila is a Ben Olam Haba. One who connects Gal Yisra, the end of Shema, with Shemona Esrei is a Ben Olam Haba. Why? Just saying Gal Yisrael and then Shemona Esrei? No. Gal Yisrael is coming after Ezra Savateinu. It's coming after the whole story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It's coming after the whole story. Emes Vamuna, Mika Mocha, who's like Hashem, who's taken us out. When I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken me out of Egypt, not to be free in the classical sense, but to be able to serve Hashem, and I not only understand this, but I'm able to do this in my real life, which means that I take 3 steps forward, and I then do Avota. Avota Shebalev, one of the hardest services of Hashem, is davening. That I'm actually focused and talking to Hashem and realizing that my only recourse in life is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I am able to move from the Egyptian experience and then translate it into my life, into real avdos, and to recognize that the whole Egyptian experience was to teach me this hachna, this humility, which is what Matzah is about. It's not about me. It's not about all my resources and all my brilliance and all my, you know, bank accounts. But it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking care of me at every moment. If I am able to take those 3 steps forward and be able to translate that, you see, I mean, Mitzrayim, into my life, then I'm a Ben Olam Haba. I'm living already in this world in a different dimension. I'm living in the dimension of Yitzhak Mitzrayim every day, of remembering Yitzhak Mitzrayim every day, because the goal of Yitzhak Mitzrayim every day, and once a year it's knocked into me with power, as the Belzer Rebbe says, that this is an opening, that the children are open for this reality this night. The heavens are open, the air, it's right, that this message, that there is no other reality but being an Eved Hashem, needs to be drilled in this night in order to be able to live it for the entire year, our entire lives. Now with this, my friends, we can appreciate what Rav Belsky says. Beautiful piece, Rav Belsky Zal and Enei Yisrael. He says, there are many types of captivity. When we're talking about to be an Eved Hashem and that we're leaving, right? We're leaving captivity. There are many types of captivity. There are more overt types, such as prisoner of war, but there are many less obvious forms of imprisonment. A person can be held captive to taifa, some physical or emotional drive. Such a person naturally ben charim, a free person. There is no free person other than the one who's involved in Torah. This is because the Torah gives the one who learns it the power to overcome his desires. So long as he's captivated by his tendencies and cannot control himself, he's quite literally a slave to his passion. Such servitude is the most pathetic and pitiful of all. What happens, however, when a person's enslaved, final page, source 43, to the surrounding culture? Many people think like an American or an Israeli, or according to the norms of the host culture in which they find themselves. Their dreams, desires, and lifestyles are all determined by the surrounding culture. And this is a profound state of enslavement. In terms of our avoda, the individual's geula is more important than the geula shlema, because the ultimate redemption is nothing more than a sum total of all the individual redemptions. Certainly, the Rebbe Shalom has to bring about the Gula Shlema, as he did instantaneously b'chiposam between the time of the kneading and the baking and the matzah during Yitzhak Mitzrayim. But this will only represent the culmination of emancipation. Before this can occur in the squiggly, the groundwork must be laid. There must be an internal Gula that precedes and precipitates the final stage of emancipation that only Kadosh Baruch Hu will perform. If there's no Gula within, then the geula from without has nothing upon which to take effect. This internal geula is a product of an intense and gradual struggle, a process that's not accompanied by the great fanfare and dramatic events that will herald the single instant of the geula, shlema. And now we can appreciate, and this is such a powerful idea, the nisin atidin legal, a nisan will be redeemed in the future, are not merely good tidings that give us hope. Our very avoda in the month of Nisan is to redeem ourselves, to attain our own personal geula, and thus bring geula to the world. To do this, we have to resist the temptation to look at, to think about, to dream about, or to associate ourselves in any way with the many things that can enslave a person. One who rims themselves of enslavement has redeemed themselves and becomes a ben chorin. A benefit brought about to one's own effort is worth far more than something received as a gift. Rabosai, this is our job to accomplish. Our job is to work on our emancipation. Our job is to work now on being free, so that when I come to Seder night, I can look honestly at myself and say all those aspects that I've been enslaved to are worth nothing. The only thing that is worth any value is Halu Avde Hashem, is to be the servant of Hashem. And that's really, on a deeper level, what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that the reason that matzah is called lechem oni because it only has flour and water, basic ingredients. So the Gemara relates in Source 45, Rav Volbi quotes, that Rav Alexandri would include a small statement in his prayers. It is revealed and known before you that our will is to fulfill your will. What prevents us? The yeast and the dough, the Yetzer Hara, and our subjugation to a foreign domain. Why is the Yetzer Hara called the yeast and the dough? Yeast is an outside factor that causes the dough to rise more than would have risen by itself. Likewise, the Yetzer Hara inflates the innate needles found inside every person beyond their proper limits. So, yes, a person needs to feel honor, but it inflates it to seek honor at every opportunity. Yes, a person can use jealousy for positive, but it encompasses everything that a person owns, and the Yetzer Hara just has a field day. And he says, as a result of the Yetzer Hara's work in 46, when a person grows older and takes a good, honest look at himself, he might be astounded to discover that the persona he has cultivated for himself is totally foreign to his true self. And that is the same way of the source of Isha of the nations. We live among the nations, we're influenced by their way. For example, we feel the need to keep up with the latest fashions, lest we be looked upon as a relic from the past. It's astounding to think that some tailor in Paris can fashion a garment within a week, the entire world feels compelled to wear the product of his imagination. If we could succeed in uprooting external foreign influences and bursting the internal bubble of inflated midos, we would experience a true sense of freedom. This is the meaning behind the Maharal's explanation of why matzah is referred to as bread of poverty. We eat matzah during the time of our freedom because just as matzah is free of all outside influences, true freedom can only be experienced when one purges himself of all outside influences and perceives himself honestly. And this is what we strive for at Chag HaMatzos. Is it any wonder, my friends, in 47, that aside from benching, the only time we do mention Avram Avinu in the Haggadah is when we speak about the Psukim of the history from Yoshua, and it talks about Terach came over, and the Haggadah tells us, then I took your father Avram from the other side of the Euphrates River, and I had him travel through all the land of Canaan. I increased his offering, gave him Yitzhak, and to Yitzhak, I gave Yaakov, and Esav, etc. How do we describe Avram Avinu in the Haggadah? One description. Avram me'ever hanar, Avram ha'ivri. And we should pause when we get to this line and take stock. That when we're saying that Pesach is connected to Avram Avinu, Pesach's connected to Avram Avinu, as we've spoken about and we'll review right now, Mirtz Hashem, on all those levels. On the most basic level, Avraham Avinu represents Avraham Ivri, that he's able to withstand pressure. He's able to withstand the inner pressures, the Ozer Yisrael, the Gevura, that he doesn't need to get angry or jealous. He's able to withstand the outer pressures of what society says, and he knows that this is what is correct. That is our goal of the night. Our goal is to be Be'ever Anar. It's to cross over the river. Cross over the divide in our own lives that stops us from being truly free. Cross over the divide in our own lives that's holding us back from being the real Avdei Hashem, of giving ourselves 24/7 to ask ourselves, what is Ritzon Hashem? What brings Nachat Ruach to Hashem? The night of Seder is not just a ceremonial night where we invite in family and friends and we feel good. The night of Seder has to be a night of transformation. And the two aspects that we spoke about today, let's just summarize. One is Avraham Avinu, the Amud HaChesed. It's about kindness. It's about the Bris HaChesed, the Bris HaLev. It's about love. We need to feel the Yisrusa Del'ela, Dodi Levani Lo, to feel Hashem's love for us. Passing over those houses and Hashem comes down and feel Hashem's love for us on the night of Seder. And we need to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding us like that infant who's nursing, that they're completely relying, Kigmula Laimo, completely relying on the parent, knowing that all their needs are being taken care of. We close our eyes eating matzah, having that feeling that Hashem is holding us, and then we can let go. When I understand this feeling of chesed, of kindness of Hashem, that I then have that feeling of Ava. And this is what Avraham Avinu represented. Avraham Avinu, he was enabled others to feel that love to Hashem. To be able to really appreciate all the chesed is to feel that love and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefecha, chanachtu chayavim la'odos, the night of Seder is Hallel. The night of Seder is giving thanks. Not just going through the motions of giving thanks, but emotionally to feel. Thank you, Hashem, for everything you've done for us, for the past, for the present, and for the future. This is the emotional connection that we need to have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one level of Avraham Avinu. The second level of Avraham Avinu is what was the chesed of Avraham. It wasn't just physical food. It was the emotional food, telling them that there is none other than Hashem. The greatest chesed he did was to bring them tachat kanfei Shechina, to create Hashem as the Adon Olam, the master of the world. The night of Seder is about recognizing this reality. The night of Seder is about Emunah. The night of Seder is about eating the Michla Demnusa, the bread of faith, the bread of Refuah, to recognize that to the extent that I really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything goes. Chag Gadya, like the Gdi, you jump over. Pesach, you skip, you jump. The night is about jumping. You recognize what levels you can reach when you feel this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have this level of clarity. And this level of clarity of Emunah has to not only be intellectual, it has to be Haggadah, something you personally experience. It has to be Sfat HaNefesh, the soul language, being able to eat the matzah, eat the maror, speak about it in a way that you can actually feel it and imagine it. That's the goal tonight, that you individually will feel this level of Emunah. And this level of Emunah brings us to a level of Avdos, to be an Eved Hashem, Gal Yisrael Shmona Esrei. Just to believe in Hashem and you're not doing anything with it is limited. The goal of the night is Halulu Avdei Hashem. That encompasses both levels. I thank Hashem and I feel that I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The matzah on this level is understanding that I have so many outside influences that are trying to get at me. I am captive to so many different things. I have to buy my child the $400, my two-year-old the $400 dress so that she looks, you know, spiffy. What am I doing spending $400 on a two-year-old's dress? Let's think about what are the societal pressures that we're bucking ourselves to. What can we do with that money? Do you know how many aniyim could benefit from that money, aniyi Eretz Yisrael, and that you would have nitzchias to get our priorities in order? What does it mean? Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. And this is the matzah, the source of Issa, the different parts of us that get inflated, that get pulled from the outside of us. Pesach night is a night of focus. Pesach night is a night of priority. Pesach night is to stop Avraham Me'ever Hanar and say, I do want to be an Avraham Avinu. I want to be a person of chesed, halach ma'anya. I want to feel Hashem's love. I want to respond to that love with hallelujah, with haluka, with thankfulness. I want to be an Avraham Avinu that's not going to be enslaved to all the pressures around me. I want to be be'ever anar and be able to make Hashem, my Adon Olam, my master, the Adnos, and realize that I am truly free tonight because I am halu avdei Hashem.